I would like to change my name to Beer. If Budweiser can change their name to America, I want to just change my name to Beer.
Beer Schneider. I like the sound of that. Doesn't that sound nice?
Dane Neal is here.
World of Food.
The Dane Neal Show.
Of that world. We're going to rename the world. Let's just do that. We'll rename the world
Beer.
The world of beer. Well, it will be for a couple weeks coming up as the Chicago Craft Beer Week kicks off and American Craft Beer Week kicks off. It was a really cool conversation that you guys were having with the whole Budweiser situation.
Isn't that a strange move? Our friend Steve Bertrand alerted us to this yesterday, and we thought he was being duped. We thought, oh, somebody's pulling the wool over Steve Bertrand's eyes. But it turns out Budweiser will change their name to America. It'll say it on their bottles and cans from now through the election in November.
You wonder, you know, what's the, obviously marketing and everyone's talking about it. But part of Budweiser, if you've seen some of the latest campaigns, the commercials where it's like, burn out, we're Budweiser, we're big, we're not small, we're not craft beer.
And
I think that's a testament to just the kind of the bite that craft beer has been taking, you know, into those giant beers. Because before, remember in the past, Bill, when we grew up, it was, you know, you had Budweiser, you had, you know, Miller Lite, you had Natural Light, you had Meisterbrau, you had some terrible beers.
Right.
Meisterbrau.
And not a great select. When you had Löwenbräu when it was a special occasion.
Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Right.
Yep.
Can I tell you why Budweiser's doing it, though? Because of craft beer. Because
I think so, too. I mean, now, they bought Goose Island, so they, you know, Budweiser ended up buying Goose Island, so it's kind of a beat 'em, join 'em thing.
They're buying a bunch of smaller beer companies, craft beer companies.
If you can't beat them, buy them.
That's what you have to do, yeah.
In studio, so people are going to be doing stuff all over Chicago. Chicago, know it or not, from a craft beer perspective, has the second most craft breweries of any city in the country. Portland has number one, right?
Yeah.
So there's one in every corner, right? It's a smaller city.
Yeah.
So lots of that, Chicago, lots happening, and always Eataly is always doing so many things. They make their own cheese, their own bread, their own pizza. They make their own beer. We've got head brewer Eric Dixon here with us, and of course the man who, you know, kind of oversees so many of the things at Eataly, Jason Goldsmith.
A return visit from Jason.
We are always thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Eataly continues to just make everyone in the city thrilled with everything they do over there. The food is always great. The drink is always great. You guys do a bang up job at Eataly.
You just hit it on the head. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
we just want to thrill people.
Okay. Well, I feel.
I just want to drink beer and it's delicious. What are we drinking?
Yeah.
Good. This is the Pina, which is our hoppy unfiltered lager with spruce tips from Epiphany Farms.
I taste the spruce tips. Yeah. I have a very distinguished palate.
When you're spruce tipping, 15% to 20% is standard. Is that correct?
Yes. In America.
Don't over tip. Don't under tip. Right. Just right on the nose.
I know that gin comes from juniper berries, and this has a little and not overpowering, but. I'm tasting it, aren't I?
This is also the way that segments should go here. We should just walk in and give you whatever we have and just start drinking and eating.
That's
and
all right.
Then we'll get to the other stuff.
That's all right.
Well, but let's talk a little about some of the events that you guys are doing over at Eataly, and maybe even before that, for those listeners that don't know about the craft brew thing. There's a lot of people that haven't. You know, still 80% of the beer that's sold is probably not craft beer. But Eric, you talk a little bit about what it means, and so when people find themselves in the presence of a craft beer, they can recognize it.
Craft beer is usually a beer that is made in a much smaller quantity with maybe some different ingredients, something more regional, something a little bit more local.
Actually, Eric, to qualify as a craft beer, they do limit the amount that's brewed, correct?
Yeah, you have to make a certain amount of barrels, under a certain amount of barrels to be craft beer. And barrels is just 31 gallons of beer.
So that's not a lot. Wendy goes through that in a weekend.
That's not
a bunch.
But there are beers that you have to enjoy and to taste and to savor.
Oh, that's better.
There are other beers that you just slam.
Yeah.
Seriously, on a hot summer day, sometimes you're going to just go, give me a light beer that's ice cold. You don't even care what it is.
That you shotgun.
Right.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
But there are times to really, truly savor a beer, which I hadn't learned about till several years ago.
When you talk about some of the different ingredients in there, the spruce, that's a little bit different. But I mean, the flavors are there in pretty recognizable craft brews. You know, your coffee porters and your stouts are totally different than what we grew up with Budweiser.
Yeah, well, I mean, Budweiser makes a very distinct kind of beer. You know, it's corn and rice based with malted barley in the back end. We don't use any kind of adjunct ingredients. We just use all malt, hops, water, yeast.
And the difference in the flavor is what when you do that?
I think it gives it more body.
Yeah.
It's fuller. It's much more aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, when you add more hops to something, it's going to be more bitter. you know, if you use a different kind of yeast, it'll have a different kind of flavor. Using ingredients like spruce tips, things like that, coffee. It'll alter it, make it a bigger beer, make it more fun to drink.
And you mentioned hoppy and bitter in the same breath. That's what causes the bitterness. Do you develop a taste? Because I'm telling you, at first when I would have that kind of beer, I'd be like, oh, God, that's too bitter for me. And now it's like, wow, that's really good. It's like I've acquired a taste for it. Is that what you do?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think Wendy's bitterness supplanted the bitterness from
that
beer?
Stop it. I'm very hoppy.
So just like everything at Eataly, we really like people to ask these sorts of questions, and we really want to show you how these things happen. So just like our kitchens, the brewery is right there on the second floor. It's actually right across from the rotisserie, where I've heard people sometimes enjoy prime rib sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
Might be in this studio.
I wasn't married.
I know.
So, you know, we encourage people to watch and see how Eric and the team makes all these beers. And you can see the ingredients we use. We really like to be 100% transparent and tell you exactly how and why we're doing our process to make these really high quality beers.
One of the cool things about craft beer is that you can do things in small batches and for special occasions. So you have some seasonal things that you guys do. But Eric, like, what do you guys have there on a regular basis that you're making that people can enjoy?
Right now, we don't have any sort of like flagship beer we have all the time. We just keep it all
rotation. It
changes
all the time.
Changes all the time.
Good.
We like to be really creative. I don't like to limit myself or anybody that works with me as far as brewing. We make a beer called Chiara that I think we're going to make again because we really liked it and we just want to drink more of it.
Can I ask about the infusion? I know beer purists always frown on this, but the infusion of fruit has become a major thing. Sometimes grapefruit, sometimes lemon, sometimes raspberry, watermelon, lime. It's all being infused in. Cambrics are big. Why did that change? Why is that so much more popular now?
Why is fruit so much more popular?
Yeah, in beer.
I think fruit goes really well with hops.
Yeah.
And this is just my opinion. But I think fruit goes really well with hops, and I think it can be a nice underlying kind of flavor to add some diversity to your beer.
Yeah.
We don't make any fruit beers, but
we could.
Eric, weren't you just spending a few weeks sourcing a kind of a particular ingredient?
I was spending many weeks sourcing bergamot puree.
What is that? Why do I know that? What is
bergamot?
That?
Is a form of orange. It's like a sour orange that looks like a lemon.
Yeah.
So we're going to use that in a wheat beer.
It is the lemon orange flavor that some of us know from Earl Grey tea.
Yeah.
They generally use bergamot to scent that. So Eric spent some time sourcing bergamot. It's this super cool, unique ingredient that he said is sort of this like deep orange, sort of bitter lemon thing going on.
It's used in perfume a lot too.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to be having events all over the city, a lot of the breweries that are here, and even great recognizable names. You know, we've talked about Budweiser being something big. In the world of craft beer, one of my favorites and one of the biggest names is Dogfish Head. And you guys over at Eataly actually hosting them over here, and that's got to be pretty cool.
And it even goes beyond hosting. When Eataly came to the U.S., you know, we're an Italian-based company. We have two stores in the U.S., so we're really small, New York and Chicago. And when we came to the U.S., the owners of Eataly, the founders of Eataly, were smart enough to realize, hey, if we're going to party in the U.S., we should do it with people who know how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so very quickly, they hooked up with Sam Calgione, who's the founder and head brewmaster of Dogfish Head. And so from day one, they are sort of our U.S. partner. And I mean, Sam's really a pioneer in the craft brew world in the U.S. He's the guy that a lot of craft brewers working today sort of aspire to become that level. And so Sam has helped guide us through the opening of New York, as well as the person who really helped set up the store here in Chicago. He actually is the one who helped hook Eric up to Eataly here in Chicago, and so plays a very hands-on role in guiding us through the brewing process, what beers we're working on, doing special events. So we work really closely with Sam and the whole team at Dogfish. So we have some cool stuff coming up for the craft brew weeks.
First off, like, that is so cool. On the craft brew side, to be able to see an industry that has become so popular happen in, I guess, a relatively short space of time, where you've got a company. If you've been doing it 20 years, you're kind of on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, sure.
Of it. And Sam is definitely one of those guys.
He's the guy. And the coolest part about Dogfish, I think, and Sam in particular, is that he's still the same guy. I mean, he was in the brewery a few weeks ago, you know, making beer, dumping grain in. I mean, he's super hands-on, and that's the stuff that excites him the most.
So many things to see over at Eataly. You say it's a small company, but it's like 60,000 square feet of awesome. But is there a website where people can go to find out about the beer?
have one of those. I think we have a website.
Yeah, we have a website.
Just italy.com, and you got to hit the button that says Chicago. And I think, Eric, you will probably want to run down some of the events that we have going on for Craft Beer Week.
We do.
We have some cool stuff planned.
We actually made a beer with Dogfish Head to celebrate American Craft Beer Week. We're calling it the Old Time Smoked Cream Ale. And it's a smoked corn beer that we then acidify. And it's really nice, really light. It's like 3.8% alcohol. Really,
what's your typical beer can of beer, a can of beer, alcohol content?
I mean, somewhere between 5 to 7 in that range.
So maybe this is one of those more quaffable items.
I just know what I like to taste. Is there a schedule of the events at Italy.com?
Yes, there's a schedule of the events. We actually, starting on the 16th, which is the start of American Craft Beer Week.
That's Monday night.
It's Monday night, the 16th. We're going to do an event every night of American Craft Beer Week and Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Awesome. We're short on time.
Okay, real quick. Mixology Monday on May 16th. We're doing house-brewed beer-based cocktails, Mixology Monday. Tuesday evening, May 17th, we're having a brewery field day. Think old-school field day. Bocce ball, ring toss, bags, horseshoes, darts, card games. That's all going on in the brewery. Totally free. You can come in and buy beer, but we're going to have all the games and all this stuff going on. And then we're having probably the coolest event that Dogfish came up with on Wednesday, May 18th. For $40, we are hosting the Off-Centered Cabaret. Dogfish says that they make off-centered beer for off-centered people.
Yeah.
Off-centered people, we're having a cabaret act come into the brewery in Chicago. So for $40, you get 3 acts of cabaret, 3 pints of Dogfish beer, and a full meal and a full dinner.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's going to be pretty wicked. One of our cheesemongers lives an alternate life as a sort of a cabaret master. And so he's bringing a bunch of his friends
lots of feather boas.
And so, yes, exactly. And like crazy backbends. And
this is like the Vampire Circus, an Interview with a Vampire. I don't know if I trust this, but it sounds
like
fun.
Beer, so
and there's beer.
And
so
for a complete schedule, you go to Italy.com. Jason Goldsmith and Eric Dixon, thank you so
much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, enjoy the beer. We're leaving some crawlers here.
I promise. It won't be a problem. A quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Nonviolent offenders stuck in jail because they can't afford bail, battling mass incarceration with the Rocket Docket. What that is, Thursday on WGN-TV News at 9.
We've talked about Beer Dane, so it only makes sense that we follow it up by talking about ribs.
Well, you want to, if you're going to have a great beverage, you're going to want one of the best foods known to man on this planet or any other, and ribs is what it's all about. And when you can combine ribs in quantity with some of the best rib places all around the Chicagoland area, you really got something. And Lindsay Ennett is here. She is with the North Central Chamber of Commerce. They're hosting the Chicago Rib Fest. And we've got Chris Bojo from Mr. B's over on Lincoln. You're going to want to get a little bit closer.
Chris, are you the B and Mr. Bojo?
Yes, I am.
That's you? Excellent.
What, did you want to be the B and Mr. Bojo?
I would like to because Bill starts with a B, too. So if you're ever sick for a day, call me.
You can still fill in as a Mr. B.
Yes.
So we're going to talk with Lindsay and with Chris about the festival, all the things that are going to be going on, and how people can get out there and, of course, enjoy it. We're going to have that feature. It'll be on because I'm filling in for Brian Noonan this Sunday between 6 and 9.
Perfect.
So you'll be able to tune in and hear that. But while they were here, I wanted to get them on to say hello and talk about it. So, Lindsay, before we head upstairs, how excited is the Chamber for this event? I know I'm excited.
Oh, we couldn't be more excited. Ribfest is always, you know, it's a lot of work on our end, but it's a great time. You know, we're looking at about, you have 55,000 people, usually about from all over Chicago, all over the Midwest. We've had international guests that I've been lucky enough to meet in my years hosting the festival with the Chamber. It's a lot of fun. We got 15 rib vendors and 17 non-rib vendors, so a ton of food, tons of great bands. And the best part of all of this is, you know, this is by the community, for the community, through the festival programming. We've over the years raised more than $300,000.
Wow.
For local
that's
schools
a huge
and
number, Lindsay. Wow.
For our programming.
And the website for, is it just the Chamber website, or is there a special website just for the fest?
There's a special website just for the festival. It is ribfest-chicago.com.
And Chris, how excited are you to be participating with some of your contemporaries in the rib world?
Extremely excited. It's the first time we weren't able to do it last year because we just opened. And so this is the first year we're able to do it, and we're very excited.
It's a friendly rivalry, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
And you know, ribs can are so different because you can have a tang on one, a smoke on another, completely different, and really fun to walk around and try all the different types of tanginess, sweetness.
Yep.
Such a huge variety. You think ribs, they're not all the same.
Mm-mm. Yep. So stay tuned to WGN. Of course, you can go to WGN Plus for the Dane Neal Show. And then coming up on Sunday between 6 and 9, we're going to have expanded craft beer radio roundtable and, of course, a big feature about Rib Fest Chicago.
Very nice. Beef ribs and pork ribs, or
just
is it
baby back ribs?
Just baby
back.
For
art, for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
I know you want your baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
That's Wendy's favorite song. Well, that's exciting, and the amount of money, Lindsay, I knew there'd be a big number. I didn't know it'd be that big of a number. You guys are doing good work over there.
And we hope to continue to do that, and we hope you all come out and join us.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, Lindsay, will you say hi to your dad, Dave Ennett, for us?
Hi, Dad.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And you're on again, Dane. You're in for Brian Noonan this weekend, correct?
Yeah, this Sunday, 6 till 9. Tune in all the time, of course. It'll change the dial, but maybe pay extra attention.
Yep.
Dave Ennett, would you like to say hello to your daughter? Dave Ennett was up in the sports room, I've just been told, and now he is plugging in because this is, we did not know that this was an Ennett.
No.
All right.
Hi.
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you, honey?
Good. How's work? How's
when you stopping
in
by
the in the sports room?
I feel like I'm eavesdropping.
No, I shouldn't be hearing this.
It's fun.
No, I had a chance to say hi beforehand. You did a very nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
This is so sweet. I can't stand it anymore. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Dane, thank you. Guys, thank you. We appreciate
it.
We're going to take a quick break and then more show.